General Motors caved in and on February 11, 1937, signed a six-month contract with the UAW. In 1938, the UAW membership rose from 30,000 to 500,000. Chrysler and finally Ford agreed to recognize the union as the legitimate representative of the industrial workers who built America's cars. Other industrial unions experienced the same growth. Working men and women now represented a political force to be reckoned with. Together with women, blacks, and other minorities, organized labor formed Roosevelt's New Deal constituency and the backbone of the Democratic Party through the Depression and World War II.